KFIZ News Time coming up on 10-11 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday, 5th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us here this morning as we start off hour number three of the program here on the first Tuesday of 2021. And we're always happy to chat with Tracy Reinhart from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society, back with us for another month of conversation about local history topics, and she's got a very interesting topic to talk about this morning. We'll welcome in Tracy and say Happy New Year to Tracy. How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm just fine. Happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks so much for coming along with us again. Good to have you back on after the holidays, and we are going to start 2021 by rewinding all the way back to 1936, right?
Yes, And this was actually triggered by a donation that somebody just sent me in the mail from North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
So it was a family scrapbook, but it was really a specialized scrapbook, and it made me realize that in 1936, Fond du Lac celebrated its centennial, 100 years, from 1836 to 1936. So they had a huge, huge citywide celebration that was embraced by everybody. And I am still in awe of what planning went into this. And it was actually an 8-day celebration.
Wow.
It went from June 28th through July 5th. And every day was started with a religious ceremony somewhere, and they ended the pageant with a huge mass at the fairgrounds on the last day. But this was 8 days of celebration, and I've been really in awe of how they put this together. There was a pageant. There was a parade on the 4th of July where almost every single business spent time and money making such beautiful, beautiful floats to be in this parade. Mm-hmm. So what I didn't realize is leading up to the festivities, one of the things that the newspaper did was starting in, I believe, April, they started publishing different stories for their, like a little centennial column about Fond du Lac history. And whoever created this scrapbook clipped out all of these different articles and actually made a centennial scrapbook. And actually, the first page in this scrapbook has the big newspaper headlines: Fond du Lac founded 100 years ago, centennial. And so she clipped out those headlines. So those must have been one of the, you know, on the day of the opening of the centennial. One of the other things that I noticed, and that I guess is one of the people who doesn't get recognized for what he did in preserving Fond du Lac history. We have a Fond du Lac native, his name was William Titus, and he wrote in the 20s and the 30s, he wrote a lot about Fond du Lac history. He documented where, still in the 20s, he knew where all of the native effigy mounds were located in Fond du Lac County. So he wrote and published a huge article showing just where all these effigy mounds could be found. He eventually became a state senator. I mean, he was born in Eden. He became a state senator from in the 20s, 1921 to 28, he was a state senator. But his love of history was so evident, he eventually became president of the Wisconsin Historical Society.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty big. And he doesn't, people don't know him when they're talking Fond du Lac history. But if it weren't for him writing down a lot of this material, especially about Fond du Lac, he also wrote a 3-volume set of the history of the Fox River Valley. So he really contributed to preserving history, and he really doesn't get acknowledged for doing that. But he wrote a lot of these articles about the centennial, and I think he maybe was one of the contributors for the whole celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to read some of the, there are so many articles in this scrapbook that the newspaper published. And it starts, of course, with the early history of where the known locations for some of the fur trading ports that were established in the city, a little bit about the natives that were living here at the time, and the first village plat of 1836, and of course, the Fond du Lac Land Company and the very first house in Fond du Lac.
Mm-hmm.
Talks a lot about the beginning, but and then there's a nice article about all that Mason Darling contributed to the growth of the city. And there actually are a few articles that caught my interest because I hadn't read or heard of some of these things. And I'll give you one example here. Here's an article that says, Fond du Lac's early schools had many difficulties due to the objections of the taxpayers.
Hmm.
So there's a big article here about the struggling school system, which, you know, it kind of caught my attention because there are a lot of historical stories that kind of get lost and forgotten about. So this is one I wasn't aware of, just like a lot of people don't know about Titus. Didn't know that they had trouble getting the school, well, I think probably getting schools built because they knew the importance of education, but to get a school built and to pay for it with your taxes is another matter. William Titus, on a lot of these articles, there's no byline. There's no knowledge of who wrote most of these articles.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some that William Titus was given a byline. One of them was Fond du Lac rail center of the state ever since first lines started here in early days. So he's got a byline on the history of the railroading in Fond du Lac County and how it was a hub for the state. Then he also wrote an article, first religious service in Fond du Lac was held in log cabin home of Pioneer. So he wrote this about the beginning of the first churches in Fond du Lac. So those articles actually have his byline. Another article is arrangement is made to exhibit work of artists. And this article is about, actually, I believe it's Grafton Hall was the center that had, for the centennial, they had 28 paintings of Mark Harrison were brought to Grafton Hall to be on exhibit for the centennial. So there were events all over the place. So this was one place. You went to Grafton Hall to see all of, and I can't imagine where all these 28 paintings came from, to have 28 of Mark Harrison's paintings
wow.
in one spot is phenomenal. I believe we have 3 or 4 at the Historical Society. So where did they get 28 of them? I don't know. So it's really interesting to read some of these articles. There's an article about Dr. Nicholas Sen. There's an article here about Edward Doheny. And he is actually a millionaire in oil, left home as a poor youth. So he was actually born in Fond du Lac, became a huge millionaire. In fact, his home that he settled on in California is such a huge house. It's now a museum.
Wow.
His own home. And he was born in Fond du Lac. Never came back to Fond du Lac but one time because his home life here was nothing but poverty. And he would sneak into town and just visit the graves of his parents and then sneak out of town. He didn't want anybody to know he was here. That's another story that we don't know much about William Doheny. Mm-hmm. And his Fond du Lac group. The other thing that I noticed in this scrapbook was at the end of the scrapbook, there were still some empty pages when the centennial was all over. But the person who ever created this still kept really important historical articles that were printed in the paper. And at the end in November 1936, is a huge, four-page article about how Social Security operates. Hmm. If it affects 26 million people after January 1st, 1937, this is when Social Security is first being implemented. So here's this big article about how it works. Just, coincidence that it started at the end of our centennial. And then there's a page here that the paper must have published in its entirety, the whole Constitution of the United States. So that got clipped out. But there's another. And then at the end of 1937, I have never seen these articles before, mm-hmm. but these are the newspaper articles when Amory Block on Main Street burnt to the ground.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of, more local and photographs and stories about Amory Hall and the fire that destroyed it. So there's 36 and 37, a lot of great articles all in one little scrapbook about the whole history of Fond du Lac. And it's very, there are a lot of articles here that you're familiar with the story, but mm-hmm. a lot of surprises here that I want to delve deeper into and do a little bit more research to find more information on.
Just the 8-day celebration sounds incredible.
It actually was. There was this huge pageant, and it talks about this pageant they put on, and the pageant itself had over 600 participants all dressed in costume. And that's mind-boggling all by itself. 600 costumes, and the pageant itself, which was written and supposedly told the whole story of the founding of Fond du Lac.
Wow.
2 days.
That's
so
incredible.
You went one day, and then you had overnight intermission, and then you came back the next night to see the rest of the pageant, which told the rest of the founding. I have wished and wished and wished, and I've seen programs of the pageant, but I'm not able to find anything of the script of if there were any talking parts or speaking parts explaining anything. I can't find them.
Wow.
But this was a huge 2-day pageant. Actually, the parade, the 4th of July parade, I'm flabbergasted by the photographs of all the floats. Every single business in Fond du Lac had a float. And there were prizes. The number one float was awarded to Rooping Leather mm-hmm. because this float, and I've seen pictures, had this huge globe, and known worldwide was the theme mm-hmm. on this float.
Wow.
And that got first place for the parade. So okay. it was pretty fabulous. I'm still in awe that this was even put together.
we have some lofty
and the 8-day celebration.
We have some lofty goals for 2036, I think, right?
Oh my gosh, do we ever? Probably takes about, I would say now, at least 2 years in advance to plan it all.
Yeah, that's true.
This was really, really, really quite a celebration that involved everyone. and everybody jumped on the bandwagon and participated.
That's incredible stuff.
It really was. It really is.
Tracy, we are almost out of time, but really interesting stuff about this 1936 Centennial Scrapbook. Thanks so much for sharing with it as all about it with us, I should say. I could speak today properly. Yeah. we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
Have a great day. Tracy Reinhart joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. Like I said, some lofty goals for 2036. If 8-day celebration in 1936, what does that mean for 2036?